Hello, everybody. Hey, Cal Banyan here, back at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, and I'm a little bit different environment this time. Usually, when you visit with me, I'm on a podcast on calbanyan.com, and I'm in my business office. But today, I'm in my therapy office because it's a nicer place for me to do interviews and that kind of thing, and I may be doing some more interviews like this in the future. So keep checking back to calbanyan.com. All right, what I'm doing today is I'm just a few minutes ago wrapped up a class for 7-Path teachers. They've come here from all over the world. We have Lebanon, London, California, which obviously isn't too far away, but all over the world. While I have them here, I thought I would do an interview just so you could learn a little bit more about what hypnotists think are important and learn a little bit more about some of our grads. So today I have with us Mark Mallett, and he's from Lebanon, and he's very well known in that area. He's been on TV and he's done different shows and that kind of thing. And so I'm going to shift my attention over to Mark. Mark, can you tell us a little bit? Well, first of all, thanks for doing this. It's kind of an experimental thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really glad to have you help me out. What I'd like to do is just kind of an introduction. If you could tell us a little bit about our viewers, a little bit about what you did before you got into hypnosis, and then how you got interested in hypnosis and that kind of thing.
Sure, Cal. I used to be a corporate trainer. As a matter of fact, I still am a corporate trainer, mostly sales training. And as you very well know, training has to do with change, or training equals change. And in my opinion, the best way to help somebody change is through hypnosis, using the subconscious mind or having access to the subconscious mind. So I stumbled on something called NLP. I'm sure you're aware of that, neuro-linguistic programming, became a practitioner. And I had friends coming over and asking me to help them to stop smoking and to lose weight. And so sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. So I was intrigued, to say the least, and I went more into depth and found out that it was the hypnosis part that, you know, helped change. So I got a hold of a lady called Beryl Comer in Dubai, who was trained by Jerry Kine, I believe. Took a course over there in Dubai. I was a sales trainer back then for Alico, American Life Insurance Company. And then I learned about Jerry Kine, took a course with him, and then took your long distance course, and then took your 5-Path course, and that's it.
Good. And then since then you've been building a practice in hypnosis?
Yeah, I have a clinic, or if you want to call it an office, in Beirut. And I have an office in Dubai. I share an office in Knowledge Village in Dubai. And I'm setting up an office in Jordan right now, in Amman.
And you conduct hypnosis session in 2 languages or 3 languages?
Well, I actually do it in English, French, and Arabic.
So have you done hypnosis in France?
Not yet, but they're bilingual in Lebanon and Algeria and Tunisia, so in Morocco.
Tell me a little bit about your main approach, technique-wise or theory-wise. What kind of theories and techniques do you use with your clients?
Well, I've tried everything in the past, but it's not that I'm complimenting you because you're in front of me, but 5-Path is the most effective. It deals with insight therapies, you know, I'm sure everybody knows about that by now. Regression work, etc., etc. So I feel that these insight therapies are conducive to positive and permanent change.
I got some notes here I'm trying to get through. What particular issues do you work with most, and that kind of, tell us a little bit about your clientele.
Well, I would say 60-70% come to me in order to stop smoking. A lot of weight loss or weight management issues. After that, in third place, I would say phobias, depressions.
I'm curious, now you're working in Lebanon, and Lebanon, I mean, that can be a really violent place to live, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, do you ever work with those kinds of issues, you know, issues that people have because of growing up in a violent area?
A lot of anxiety and panic attacks because of the war and because of the political atmosphere there. And, well, a lot of, you know, blowing up of cars, etc. Well, at least nowadays. So these trigger a lot of panic attacks and phobias and a little bit of anxiety. So I see a lot of those, yeah.
You know, as you talk about that, are there many hypnotherapists doing the kind of work where you're at?
I'm not aware of I am aware of one hypnotherapist, but who does only, suggestive hypnotherapy or suggestive hypnosis. And there are a couple of psychiatrists who use, who do regression work, but they use the needles and, you know, they give them shots. I don't know what medicine they put in there. I think pentanol or something like that. So I'm not aware of anybody that uses, quote unquote, the modern hypnotherapy that you teach.
As you're working with the different clients that you work with, what do you like to work with the most?
The most exciting would be dealing with attachments or entities. As you know, I've already talked to you about that, but I find that a little bit fascinating.
So you go beyond just the real clinical kind of work, but also get into the spiritual kind of work.
Oh, definitely, yes. I think that it will happen eventually with somebody who does enough regression work.
Can you tell us, can you give us, you know, of course you can't reveal any identifying information. Can you tell us of an interesting case?
Well, not too long ago, I had a lady that walked in stuttering and that just walked out speaking normally, and there was an attachment there, and this doesn't happen very often. It's kind of a miracle thing, but it does happen in our work, and I was very satisfied, to say the least. You know, this is what makes it worth it. You know, I do get some disappointments and failures, if you want to call them failures, but this made it worthwhile for me to go at least for another year. You know.
Let me explain just for a moment to the people viewing the video. We're using a couple of terms that you may not be familiar with. One, we might say attachments, and there's predominantly two kinds of attachments that we run across in this kind of work, if you choose to do this kind of work. One is an attachment that would be called a DFE, and a DFE is an attempt to almost clinicalize the term dark force entity, or in some cultures we would call demons and devils. And the other kind of attachment is kind of like a haunting of a house, except it is a haunting of an individual, some other kind of energy, particularly like a person who's passed on that has not had the ascension experience like they should have had, would attach to someone that for one reason or another became vulnerable. And if you do this kind of regression work that we're talking about, age regression, enough times, sooner or later, most hypnotherapists will run across this kind of issue. And it appears that for Mark, that's one of the most interesting and exciting things, right?
Yep, definitely. I was scared of those things at first, but I worked up to this point, and I'm more confident about it now.
To kind of change the subject a little bit, in case we're making some people kind of squeamish, you know. You've been on some TV shows. Can you tell us a little bit of what you've done on TV with regard to hypnosis?
Sure. Well, I've done some demonstrations on TV just to show that you can get eye lock and arm catalepsy and block the numbers. I got some positive and negative feedback from that. Some people didn't believe it could happen, and other people were fascinated by it, intrigued. And I would say it's because of the successes that I got in my clinical work that I was asked to, you know, to show them what hypnosis was all about, because most people don't really understand hypnosis. They think it's relaxation. As we know very well, it's not relaxation.
Wonderful. Now, you're here with us today because you just finished a course, and so you have an interest in Seventh Path. Can you tell the viewers a little bit about Seventh Path and your interest in doing Seventh Path?
A long time ago, Cal, you told me, you said, Mark, Seventh Path is more interesting for me right now, and I asked you why, and you told me that it did the same thing Five Path did, and I was intrigued by that, and now I know that it's true. It's just that I believe that we can help a lot more people by using Seventh Path than we can by using Five Path. And it is a body, spirit, and mind type of self-hypnosis. I just finished a class, so I can say firsthand that it does work. It is effective. It will get rid of your negativity, and it will fill up the cup with positiveness and etc. And I think that it's something you can do on your own, on your own time. And I think that it's going to be catching on more and more as we go along.
Are you going to contribute to that?
Oh, definitely, you know that.
Do you think that a mind-body-spirit approach could catch on in the Middle East and Lebanon? And
well, I'll tell you in a couple of months.
I'd like you to give the viewers a tip, trick, or technique that they could use with their next session. What could you give as like a piece of advice that you wish maybe you knew back in the day when you were just starting out?
Well, I would tell beginners to start with instant inductions. Not to go and try those progressive relaxations that usually do not work. How do you build up confidence? You see, that's the real question. It's about confidence. It's about transferring that confidence to the client. And I think that that takes a little bit of courage. Just do it, even if you don't do it right. Just go for it. And that eventually you'll feel confident about it. You know, it's a confidence game, I think, more than anything else.
You know, I was talking to you earlier about inductions, and one of the inductions that I teach and a few elite teachers really teach, and that is the what I call the affect bridge, instant induction, right? Or the air induction. Actually, the actual name of that is affect-induced age regression induction. And you, that's what you use most of the time, right?
Yes, I do.
Can you give like a one-minute explanation of that?
Sure. I usually tell people that I shouldn't say this, but in the Middle East I can say it. I tell them that I do psychotherapy, but with your eyes closed, which is not very true and exact and accurate. But the reason I say that is because I'd like them to come over and sit on the couch and close their eyes and tell me about their problems. And then when they start getting a little bit emotional, boop, we regress them back.
How do you do that exactly?
Well, off the emotion, right? You know how to do that, Cal.
But
well, you know, once you sense that emotion, you know, you just ask them to focus on that. You get permission to touch the forehead and the arm and the hand. And then you just get them to focus on it. 3, 2, 1, be there. That's it.
It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Very simple, actually.
And the idea of spending 20 minutes on doing some kind of progressive relaxation.
That's obsolete. That's old stuff.
Two last questions.
Sure.
And that is, what do you wish everyone knew about hypnosis?
I would wish that they would grasp the concept that they are doing the work and that they are not being controlled by anything or anybody. It's a self-centered or self-client-oriented type of insight therapy. And that the subconscious mind is powerful enough for them to do their own work and quote-unquote heal themselves.
One last thing. What do you see as the future of hypnosis, especially in what part of the world you live?
Well, I got this one from you a long time ago. And I believe that in the future we're going to have MDs and we're going to have subconscious type of therapist, because every disease has an emotional component. I believe that probably 60 or 70%, if not more, of diseases are psychogenic. And in my part of the world, you mean? I think we need a lot of seven path teachers in my part of the world.
Tell me about that.
What can I say? A lot of violence, a lot of people... drifting away from basic values, drifting away from God, if you want to put it that way, bluntly. In the name of God, a lot of people are killing other people. I just wish that we had enough religion or spiritual values for everybody to start loving each other and not killing each other. But I think we need a couple of years for that to start happening over there in the Middle East.
Do you believe seventh path self-hypnosis could be helpful in that way?
Yes, definitely. I think it's a start. I think it's very powerful. I do not know if people are ready for it yet, but I'm willing to try. And we'll see.
Mark, thanks for coming out to California. Thanks for taking the class. Thanks for being such a good student and for doing this interview. By the way, if you happen to live in, you know, in that area of the world, you'd like to do some hypnosis or learn Seven Path, Mark Mallett is now a certified professional hypnosis or hypnotherapy instructor, and he's able to teach all the classes that I teach, and he's going to be making it available there in Lebanon, the surrounding area, and perhaps, we'll check into it, hopefully he can even maybe squeeze in a class somewhere in France. Don't know. Got to do some research. We'll find out. Yeah. Good. Okay. This is Cal Banyan signing off for another podcast. Thanks for being with us today. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only. May not be duplicated without written permission.